Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
Ah!
God!
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
In 1984, Bronze Records, the label Motorhead was signed to at that time, released a best of compilation album called No Remorse. And this album was actually a real special album. It was the first album to feature the original four-piece lineup of Motorhead, which consisted of Lemmy, of course, Phil Wizzocampo, and Michael Wurzel-Burston on guitars, and Pete Gill, who replaced Filthy Animal Taylor on drums. And Pete Gill, for those of you that don't know, was formerly of Saxon at that point. I mean, the band had actually recorded four tracks for that record. And one of the tracks is a classic, a song called Killed by Death. And Pete Gill stayed with Motorhead and recorded the classic 1986 Orgasmatron record. But you know what? I was kind of happy when I saw the return of Filthy Animal Taylor on the Rock and Roll album, which was out in 1988. And a lot of people don't like the Rock and Roll album. I mean, critics kind of bashed it and they hated it, but I thought it was a great record, even though I know Lemmy and Phil Campbell actually don't like that record. They thought it was watered down. They thought the production was bad. They thought a lot of things of it. But I really did like the tracks of it, and I always loved hearing those tracks. Unfortunately, it was taken out of their set list, and they never played it after that time. A lot of great tracks on it. But back to Filthy Animal Taylor. Filthy Animal Taylor actually stayed until 1991's 1916 album. And we let off the top of this, the third hour of the Mark After Dark show, with a track off of that called I'm So Bad Baby I Don't Care. In 1992, Motorhead released the March or Die record. And then they released Bastards. Now, March or Die was sort of a transitional album. It sort of featured Mickey D, and he's actually the longest standing drummer to play with Motorhead after Filthy left. And the thing about that is it was a classic four-piece lineup, and the unfortunate thing about that lineup was Wurzel passed away on July 9th, 2011. And it was kind of tragic and shocking for me personally because I always wanted Motorhead as a four-piece band. I loved Wurzel in Motorhead. I loved all the albums that he recorded. Up until 1995, he was in Motorhead, and he recorded parts of the Sacrifice album also. But after 1993, it sort of became that three-piece lineup on Sacrifice that toured and toured up until the very end. It was the longest standing lineup that recorded from and stayed together from 1995 until 2015 when Lemmy passed on. So we're going to pay tribute to Wurzel and play something off Bastards, the 1993 release. But funny thing is about that album and the title of that album. If you look back into Motorhead history and you look back into the formation, the 1975 formation of the band, Lemmy actually wanted to call the original band Bastards and was recommended not to. So it's a pretty funny thing that he actually called the album in 1993 Bastards. Let's lead into this, the next section of music, with a song off Bastards. On Your Feet or On Your Knees is the track being heard. So stay tuned and we'll be back.
Magazine. It was written for human beings. smart. It's enough to break my human heart. Shut up, I'm talking to you. Pay attention, cause I mean you too. And I will tell you something now. Your bellies ain't worth a dime. Human rights is human crime. I know what the blind man sees. I'll help you to hide your knees. The children murder all the world.
child. Boogeyman, like to start, walk a crooked mile in my shoes.
originally I was born in New York City, grew up on Long Island mainly, and moved to London with the other two girls in the Stray Cats, and for Fashion Week originally, I think it was, and found ourselves homeless, no money, nowhere to go.
Abandoned.
Abandoned by people we didn't even know yet. And, you know, kicked around town and eventually landed a few shows, and the rest is history. But at one of the first shows, Lemmy, my dear pal, was one of the first people to ever come see the Stray Cats. He caught wind of it.
And certainly the first to applaud.
Yes. And he, being a closet rockabilly, was immediately
acceptable.
Kind of understood what we were doing as well. Yeah. He got it. Where a lot of people weren't quite sure what it was.
They thought you were punks.
Yeah.
Weird punks, you know.
Yeah. And one of the first times I met Lem, we went back to his house, and he had all these rare, like, BBC live recordings of Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran, stuff I'd never heard, and we thought we were experts and knew everything. It was like every record he played, I never heard this. Where'd you get this? I never heard this. So, and we became fast friends, and we pretty much, you know, stayed in touch and been close over 20 something years.
Yeah, something years.
And
it's 30 something years, isn't it?
And then Lem used to come up on stage with us and play sometimes, jam. One time Hammersmith Odeon, I remember.
Yeah, and the Lyceum once.
Yeah, and we thought he wanted to play bass the first time, and Lee's like handing him the double bass, and he's like, get me a six string.
Yeah, right.
So we gave him the spare Gretsch, yeah. We plugged it in, and we like ran through something else and something. And then we used to do Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
It was mainly like a sound check song, and the one time we ever sound checked, we did it. And then we did it on stage one night, and I think that was the Lyceum.
Yeah, it was.
And
then I came up for the encore after it.
Because if you listen to it closely, that was in the know. Ace of Spades is a rockabilly song. It needs to slap bass on it.
Thank you. band, wanna fall in love, want to make your mark, wanna get out in the storm, want to break the back.
I can live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we played such a mixed bag of music in the last section. We let off the top of the last section with, like I said, On Your Feet or On Your Knees, off the Motorhead classic Bastards 1993 release, and went to Sacrifice, the 1995 Sacrifice album, and we played the title track. In 2002, Lemmy and the Boys released an album called Hammered. One of my favorite releases. I still listen to that album to this day. And Walk a Crooked Mile was the song. Now, there was a lot of great releases done with that three-piece lineup that remained that lineup until Lemmy's passing. And then we heard an acoustic version of Ace of Spades. Now, we can't really do a Motorhead or a Lemmy tribute without playing some version of Ace of Spades. So I thought doing an unplugged version with Phil Campbell on guitar is an excellent way of playing Ace of Spades. And, you know, it would be an injustice for me personally if doing a tribute to somebody as great as Lemmy and not play the Headcats. Now, the Headcats was a unique thing that was formed by him, which featured Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats and Danny B. Harvey on double bass guitar. And Lemmy actually sang vocals and played guitar on it. Now, the Headcats released two albums. In 2006, they released Fool's Paradise, and in 2011, Walk the Walk, Talk the Talk was released. It's kind of funny because it's actually a tribute to Lemmy's rockabilly heroes. And Slim Jim Phantom, as we all know, came from the Stray Cats. And the Stray Cats were sort of an 80s rockabilly band. And Lemmy was a really big fan of rockabilly, for those of you that don't know. He wasn't just some metal guy playing in Motorhead. There was a lot that went into who he was as a musician. And somebody that I've actually featured on the Mark After Dark show did a duet with him, and her name was Queen V, and she released an album in 2009 called Death or Glory, and we heard her duet Wasted off of that, which I've often told her she's played a lot around New York, and she was on my cable show, and she's great. Great singer, great musician, has a rock and roll heart, a really great artist. Now, in 2004, Dave Grohl, formerly of Nirvana and a member of the Foo Fighters, put a side project together called Probot. And it features some of his major influences. And it included Lemmy. And we played something from that Probot album called Shake Your Blood. Excellent, excellent tune. And closing off this last section of music, Saxon actually released their 17th album in 2007 called The Inner Sanctum. And from that album, there's a song called I've Got a Rock to Stay Alive, which is an excellent song, but it's actually not on the album. I mean, Biff Bifford actually does another version of that song on the record, but this was sort of a single version which featured Angry Anderson from Rose Tattoo, and I'm a big Rose Tattoo fan, ladies and gentlemen, and Lemmy doing a three-part duet. It's a great song, and that's what we closed off of. Now, talking about duets and Lemmy and Motorhead doing duets, now we all know, and I played in the last section of music in the last hour, was Wendy O. Williams doing Stand By Your Man, the George Jones, Tammy Wynette classic with Lemmy. And I mean, a lot of people said that's the reason Fast Eddie Clark left Motorhead in the first place. But another thing that they did early on in 1980 was the St. Valentine's Day Massacre with Girls' School. And Lemmy had this thing for Kelly Johnson, the guitar player of Girl School, who actually passed away from cancer some time back, and it kind of sucks because I always loved her guitar playing. She's great. From that St. Valentine's Day Massacre, we're going to open up the next section of music with Please Don't Touch. Now, when you watch this video clip, because there's a video clip of this on YouTube, you see them doing this song, and it's just great fun. Phil Taylor's on it, and Fast Eddie Clark, and every single member of Girls' School is on it. So take a listen. Please Don't Touch. There you go.
Close, you know, I just ain't got a word to say. Please don't touch. I say so much. Please don't touch. I say so much. Don't you touch me, baby, because I'm shaking so much. Don't you touch me, baby, because I'm shaking so much.
You know, I got so nervous when I see his eyes that shine.
Don't you touch me, baby, because I'm shaking so much.
He gets too close and the chill runs down.
I shake so much. Please don't touch. I shake so much.
I was the only game in town. life was more than day to day. I turned around, I read the writing on the wall. I ain't no nice guy after all. I ain't no nice guy after all. They're all the years you spend between your birth and death.
I think the other. The raunchiest mob in the world, I think. I can't imagine anybody else that comes close, except perhaps AC/DC or ZZ Top, people like that. They're pretty raunchy, but we're not, I mean, they're not in this corner of the world, you know, so that's all right. I mean, I'm not a star, you know. I don't have a limo waiting outside. I don't have a burly person behind me fighting people off. I go down the marquee, you know, and whatever. I go down to gigs. I go out in the crowd and watch the gig, you know.
Come on, I
It's another end to another episode of the Mark After Dark Show. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show tonight. Real special episode. And as I've played all these songs for all of you, and for myself too, because I always play these for myself, it kind of got me thinking of moments in time. And meeting Lemmy in different odd times of my life. And Wurzel. And Phil Taylor. But it gets me thinking about Lemmy. It's sort of emotional for me. Because he's the last of my heroes. There was nobody like him. I've often compared Lemmy to Waylon Jennings, the country music outlaw. They're sort of cut from the same cloth, believe it or not. Lemmy made a prime impact on my life, and being that I knew him and he made this prime impact on my life, that's how I started Mark After Dark. I never gave up. In over 20 years that I've been doing Mark After Dark, he always told me to keep it going and always inspired me to keep things moving along. Like I said, he's a real important figure. He was the last of my rock and roll heroes to go. So when he died on December 28, 2015, it got me thinking about something he said to me in 1988. I was around before there was rock and roll. I was here at the forefront. I saw everything. I mean, he saw the Beatles. He was a roadie for Jimi Hendrix. I mean, he was there from day one and stayed the course. He's kept his a very inspiring figure. He kept it going until he died. And he touched my heart. So to say goodbye to all of you, I'd like to say, in my usual sign-off, goodbye, good riddance. And well, you all know the rest. So there you go.
I see you through my camera's eye. He's alone in-